Christian Radio Live. God bless to all my father's children. Once again, this is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them to turn the radios on right now. No matter what you've been through, no matter how long you've been going through it, my friends, write down the telephone number.
I need.
Write down the mailing address right here in Atlanta. Write me, my friends. I know the holiday is upon us. Some say, well, Reb, I'm looking at that new year, let alone this Christmas holiday. No matter how many times you've tried to overcome situations.
Whoa.
Yes, you, my friends, have had those sicknesses, as I've told many in the past. Yeah. There was always someone that can walk off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, board it, steep it, and strain it so they can go back into the fields the next morning. Telephone number 404-212-2444. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, friends, sometimes we can't remember our own telephone number. This is Reverend Gregory here in Atlanta. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. I'm asking you today, my friends that are in need, not to put off for tomorrow for what you can do right now. Call me. I'm at the spiritual warehouse right now, at the prayer room right now. You know, we lay many things on the altar, and at the same time, some right now are looking to overcome situations. Those of you, my friends, that have that physical problem, that arthritis, that gout, that diabetes, that heart condition, even those of you that have that nature on vacation, we have put herbs together for many a year. And all types of sicknesses that many have had. Telephone number, friends. 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. I'll be here all throughout today, friends. No matter what you're facing, whether it's natural or unnatural, whether there's someone that's against you dropping it down in your front yard or your home, or tail bearing throwing that stone and hiding their hands. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address, Post Office Box 16903. That's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. I'm going to send you a prayer cloth, a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, and a golden cross for you to keep with yourself. And oh, my friends, yes, those of you that have that problem with sickness in your body. Some say, well, Rab, they're still running tests, but I have pain, swelling, and I can't stand over the kitchen sink. My friends, no matter what that problem is, there's always a way turning situations around if you have just that faith, my friend. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God, I'm going to play one testimonial for you, friends. But I'm going to get right back with you. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, in the city of Atlanta, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it.
If you are, yeah, Lord, I need thee.
Mr. Broadcast, that's something.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your medicine over the radio, you know, and I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit loud, you know, in my car. People were looking at me mighty strange when I, you know, stopped at the red light. Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lift me up. I woke up, you know, Sunday morning feeling wonderful. But God had lift me up when he sucked it to me, you know. And I was praising him all at the same time when I was driving the car. My eyes were full of tears, but he still will lead me on. But one thing about it, that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know. I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because...
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. I mean, so long, too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, well, bro, there's something wrong. She says, that's not no eczema. Says, mm-hmm. Something wrong. And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He giving her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing any good, real but beyond.
You'd see.
She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew what I told you to do it that night before you even met me. I just told you the first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She even said, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Man, I'm telling you, and I'm swole up, Rev.
Uh-huh.
And I'm swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night, hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor and just cry to the good Lord, the healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will Jesus. Work.
My friends, I'm going to ask you to join us just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, as far as my voice can be heard right now with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone you don't even know about the same situation that you're having right now. Join us, my friends. Hug your child. Hold your friend's hands as we do before we leave town and travel across the country. Join us right now. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. The blood of Christ in your heart in the name of Jesus. Just 1 minute of silent prayer.
Every morning when I rise, I get down on
Yes, my friends, I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Yes, you that have been up and down the highways and byways looking for help. You that have not seen situations turn around in the past and are looking for a prayer to come your way, my friends, write down that telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me a bottle of that Master Stroke oil along with that cross and prayer cloth. Oh, and you know this time of year, my friends, this might be your first time listening in, but then, oh, my God, many of you have heard of me for years and years. We always, at this time of year, try to keep up on the stock so that you can go through your home and dress and clean and get your home ready for the brand new year, or just get it clean and ready and pray over your own home. You don't need nobody else coming to your house praying over it. I'll show you how you can sit there in one spot. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, dial me right back. Those of you that are writing, oh, my God, whatever donation you send will help us out with the mailing and shipping back. That mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Write down everything that you're praying over, my friends. Include your return address and your telephone number if you can. Again, my friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn it around, maybe this is your first time listening in. Yes, I have herbal remedies for that arthritis, for that gout, for that rheumatism. Oh, for those of you that's trying to grow hair on head, oh, my God, I always try to play at least one or two or three testimonials, but today our time is drawing down. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, I'm going to ask that you pray it away. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Yes, you, my friends, that have that court case pending, and you're saying, oh, my God, this looks mighty dark and bleak. I don't want you to give up, my friends. Oh, don't you dare give up, no matter how dark it seems. You'll make it through, my friends. All you need is just that faith. Yes, that faith that we receive when we read that book of Genesis to Revelation, that faith that we receive when we pray to ourselves about everything else that we're trying to turn around. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, friends, letting you know there is a way being made out of no way if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Again, my friends, write down the telephone number. Call me at any time, and I'm here all through the day asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it, my friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do.